today's Kids Corner, Liz gets the starring role in the school play.
I'm giving you the major role of old Ben.
But will Liz's new fame go to his head?
I've made a promise that no matter how big I become, I will never forget the little people along my path to success.
Can we get started? Or do you need to take a nap first?
I'll have my people call your people. Ciao!
Oh, boy.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Excitement is in the air at Terrarium Elementary. It's time for the unveiling of the annual school play.
Oh, this is gonna be good, Lucille.
Oh, I can't wait to see what part I got. I just don't want to be a tree again.
Oh, come on. There are no small parts, just small trees.
I'll beg to differ with you. You didn't have to stand there the whole time with your arms in the air.
No.
The biggest part I had was swaying.
Oh, shh.
All right. All right, students, let's have it quiet. It's time to begin.
Here we go.
Now, I've chosen quite a dramatic story this year.
Yeah.
It concerns the founding of Turin by early settlers.
Ooh, I love a tragedy.
The title of the play is Our Humble Beginnings, Turin's History.
Cool.
I know you've all been waiting for my decision on who will be in this year's production. I have a cast list here, if you'll just pass these around.
Huh, as if there's any question about who'll get the lead role.
Liz, she hasn't made the announcement yet.
Well, yeah, but who else has my experience?
Let me see. If I remember correctly, the last time you were in a play, everyone wanted to quit because you let it go to your head.
Hey. Now, that's not fair.
What?
I may have had a problem with pride. A small one, but...
But you won the battle?
Well, of course. In fact, I'm thinking about writing an article about it for the school newspaper.
And what are you going to call it?
All right. Let's go over this.
I'll get this. Humility. How I got it and how I kept it.
Uh-huh.
Liz, Lucille, am I interrupting something?
Oh, no, sorry, Miss Waddle. We're listening.
I should hope so, because you're both playing important parts.
See?
Maury, I've spoken with your dad, and I am so glad the two of you have agreed to build the backdrops and sets for the play.
Oh, cool.
I can't wait to see what you come up with.
Thanks, Miss Waddle. My dad's real excited, too.
Really?
Yeah, he's been wanting to buy some new tools down at Den Depot, and now he has a reason.
Well, I know he'll put them to good use. Now, Lucille, thank you for offering to play the piano at our rehearsals.
Oh, sure.
I'm also going to ask you to be our main musician at the performances.
Oh, cool.
But, Miss Waddle, I'm not ready for that. I was just kind of hoping to help out until you found a really good player.
Oh, I have lots of confidence that you'll practice and be ready, Lucille.
Well, I don't know.
Aw, come on, Lucille. All you need is a little confidence.
Yeah.
Here, watch this. Huh? Miss Waddle, will I be the director and the star? I mean, will I get the lead role?
So much for humility.
I'm glad you asked. This was a very difficult decision.
I can't imagine why.
I want to recognize your zeal, Liz, and your God-given talents.
Wow, well, thanks.
But I still haven't decided who will get the lead role.
That's okay, Miss Waddle. Being the director will be enough.
Which brings me to my last announcement for now. I want to express my utmost confidence in this year's director.
Aw, thanks.
She will do a fine job.
Did you hear that? Miss Waddle called me a she.
Would you listen? She's not finished yet.
I want you to follow her directions as you would mine.
Right.
Cammie, please come up to the stage so that everyone can see you.
That's my cue.
Liz.
Thanks, Miss Waddle, but I think you called me Cammie
Liz.
By mistake. That's okay. I know who you mean.
Liz.
Now, what I'd like to do this year
please
is...
take your seat.
What?
That was no mistake.
What?
Cammie is our director this year. Please come forward, dear.
Wait, what?
Thank you, Miss Waddle. Well, I know this may come as a surprise to many of you, but scientists can also be interested in the dramatic arts. As a matter of fact, I've directed a number of young people's plays, including several Shakespearean adaptations. So thank you, Miss Waddle, for your confidence in me.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, yeah. That's all for now. Liz, would you please stay afterward?
Sure.
We need to talk for a moment. Liz, I want to thank you for always trying so hard to do the right thing.
Oh, sure, Miss Waddle.
But sometimes doing the right thing is hard, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes, I guess.
Now, the past is the past, Liz. And even though I've forgiven you for the troubles we've had in our last play, I'm not sure you've learned your lesson.
Oh, Miss Waddle, I have conquered pride. I've stood on its neck until pride turned blue in the face and yelled, Uncle, really?
Well, that's really nice, but some things take a long time to overcome. Mm-hmm. You have to practice every day to be a good ball player, don't you?
Yeah, and I know you're going to say it's the same with pride, right?
Well,
and I try every day, Miss Waddle, and I'll prove it to you. I'll do whatever Cammy says because she's the big cheese. I mean, the director. Okay, Miss Waddle?
Well, if you truly have learned your lesson...
I have.
I'm giving you the major role of old Ben, the cook on the wagon train.
Oh, yes.
Now, he seems like a small character at first, simple and humble, but he winds up bringing settlers to Turin.
Oh, cool! Is he the guy whose statue's in the middle of town square?
That's right. Now, here's your script. I'm counting on you, Liz.
Oh, you won't be disappointed, Miss Waddle.
The day came for rehearsals to begin. Everyone was so excited to read through their lines for the first time.
Quiet, please. Thank you. Now, after reading through the script and seeing the choices Miss Waddle made, I think this will be our best production ever. We start with a moonlit night and a spotlight on the main character, the cook on the wagon train, Old Ben. He isn't very smart, but everybody likes him. A true character from the old...
Oh, Cammy?
Yes, Liz?
Oh, please don't call me that. I like to remain in character at all times, so please refer to me as Old Ben from now on.
All right, Old Ben.
Thank you.
Let's take it from scene one. Old Ben has just cooked supper and is washing his pots in his...
Excuse me. Shouldn't we portray Old Ben as smarter? You know, a part-time cowboy who scouts out the trail for wild animals and enemies?
No, Old Ben.
Thank you.
We don't have time to rewrite everything.
No.
Now, let's begin with scene one and action.
Hello there. I'm so glad you're with us on this starlit night. Hear the coyotes wail. Hear the tumbling tumbleweeds.
Cut!
What?
What's with the accent?
Well...
You're Old Ben, not Big Ben.
No.
You're a bean cooker, an old saddle tramp. Now, let's start over and no improvising this time. Just read the lines.
All right.
And action.
Howdy, partners. My name is Ben, and I'm chef. However, my restaurant is different than most. You see...
Cut!
What?
Your restaurant is a wood fire next to some smelly horses. Maybe if you heard someone else read his...
Can I try his lines, Cammy? Can I? Huh?
No, Scooter. I need you fresh for the next scene. You have a part.
But what?
Look, if Scooter thinks he can do it, I certainly can. Me, 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 me. La, 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 la.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Howdy. I'm Old Ben. Are you hungry? If you are, why don't you just kick off your boots and sit a spell? I'm fixing to heat up a big old pot of bacon and beans, and they're mighty good. I reckon we got plenty for all y'alls. You'll be welcome to join us there, neighbor.
Yay!
Thanks. That was kind of good, wasn't it?
Yes, Liz.
Old Ben?
It was fine.
Thank you.
But I don't want you changing the script.
What?
That part about the neighbor isn't written.
Come on.
We can't have everybody saying whatever they want to say. Understand?
I thought the neighbor part was good.
We're a team here. As director, I have to be sure that the parts are followed exactly as they're written.
Fine.
Otherwise, the other actors might lose their places.
Okay. But us creative types have a hard time resisting the urge to improve the work of others.
I understand. But please, resist that urge. Again, just read the lines as they're written.
Cammy thought about talking to Miss Waddle about Liz, but she decided to give him a chance to change. After all, he really was doing a good job. But someone else was struggling.
Oh, I can't believe this. I used to be able to play this song with my eyes closed.
Oh, come on, Lucille. You'll be okay by the time of the performance.
But we only have a few days.
Look, just keep practicing.
Yeah.
Oh, there. You almost had it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least it sounded kind of close.
It's not enough to get close with music, Liz. You have to keep practicing or you lose your touch.
Look, you'll be okay. Hey, have you seen all the lines I have to memorize? It's a good thing I have all this natural talent, that's all I can say.
Over the next few days, Cammy did a good job telling the actors where to stand, how to project their lines, and getting the staging down.
Attention, please. Attention, everyone. All right. Let's begin today with Act 3, Scene 3. The guides have all gone, and Old Ben is the last leader left. Here he encourages them with stories about Tyrene. This is one of the most important parts of our play, so do your best, people. Old Ben, action! Old Ben? Where is he?
I don't think he's here yet, Cammy. I think he had to run an errand.
Yeah, he told me he didn't want to wear that same pair of sunglasses all week, so he had to buy new ones.
Doesn't he understand how important this rehearsal is?
Wait, there he is. I think. Liz, is that you?
It's Old Ben, Lucille.
I don't think Old Ben would wear a silk scarf.
Well, maybe not, but lots of movie stars wear them.
But you're not a movie star. Mm-hmm.
I know you meant to say yet.
All right, can we get started? Or do you need to take a nap first?
Oh, no, I'm okay. Oh, but thanks for asking. I'll let you know if I need a rest.
Oh, boy. Okay, we're beginning with Act 3, Scene 3. And action.
All right, everybody. Let's hitch them wagons. We're burning daylight.
Okay, how far till we get there, Old Ben?
Right over them hills to the west is your new home, sonny. Yes, sir. Today's the day you're gonna lay eyes on Tyrene for the first time. Yee-haw! Head 'em up and move 'em out. Time to hit the trail.
Cut!
Yay! Thank you! Thank you! I've made a promise that no matter how big I become, I will never forget the little people along my path to success.
Oh, Liz, you're my hero.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh, brother.
Oh, hey, I'm gonna start a fan club for Liz. Anybody with me? Come on!
Bullying.
What do I do when I'm bullied? How can I help other kids who are bullied? How do I talk with my parents about feeling left out at school? And how can I help other kids that feel isolated and alone?
Kids Corner is offering a free family resource, Power Tools, Take a Stand Against Bullying. Using biblical teaching, Kids Corner storytelling, case studies and activities, Power Tools suggests usable strategies for kids and parents to talk about bullying. Explore our resources on school bullying and social media bullying. Learn what a bystander needs to do and discover how to create a community that resists bullying. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities page to receive your Power Tools, Take a Stand Against Bullying ebook. Start the conversation and explore active ways to love your neighbor with this free resource from Kids Corner.
Liz was doing well with his part of Old Ben, but those around him were starting to get put off by his attitude. Lucille and Cammy talked and decided it was time they confronted him.
I'd love to do lunch, Lucille. Just mention it to Scooter and he'll work you two into my schedule. Probably sometime next week.
Next week?
Well, yeah. Scooter's setting up all my appointments.
What? Do we have to join your fan club first?
Oh, no. Of course not. But do spread the word. I am looking for a publicity agent. Lucille, are you interested?
Liz.
Oh, come on. Think about it. Oh, but don't wait too long. Spike has agreed to be my bodyguard, and he might be able to do double duty.
Liz, we need to talk now.
Oh, I'd love to, Cammy, but I'm rewriting the last scene and putting the finishing touches on my song.
What song?
It's called Old Ben's Finale. It'll really bring the whole thing together, I think. Well, I'm heading for Tyrene with the biggest rhinestones you've ever seen. Excuse me. You know, my throat feels a little tickly. I'm gonna need to get some of that special herbal tea, so I might not make rehearsal today.
What?
I'll have my people call your people. Ciao!
We don't have any people to call.
Well, maybe we'll have to get a new people for our next rehearsal.
You mean?
Oh, I'm afraid so, Lucille.
Oh, Liz. Finally, I think I have this down.
Oh, hey, Lucille, tell me the truth. Do you like it?
Do I like what?
Well, this.
That dead thing on your head?
It's not a dead thing. It's a classic chinchilla beret.
It's live?
No. I found it at the secondhand store. Cool actors wear berets, you know.
Well, you may have more time to shop.
Well, yeah, I need a new vest, and these shoes really do not look spiffy enough. Wait a second. Why am I going to have more time to shop?
Liz, you know, I would never hurt your feelings for anything, but,
Yeah?
Cammy says you're done with the play.
Wait, what?
She's tired of arguing. She's gonna ask someone else to be Old Ben.
Well, that's impossible. I am Old Ben.
Well,
I embody that part.
Hmm.
I have talent.
Yeah.
I have charisma. I have...
Too much pride.
Yeah, too much... Wait, huh?
I'm sorry, Liz, but it's true.
What?
I know you thought you learned your lesson, and maybe you did.
Yeah.
But just like I forgot how to play this song on the piano because I stopped practicing, you forgot to practice humility.
Oh, come on. You cannot be serious. I'm great at humility.
Mm.
I can write a book about it.
Liz, look at yourself.
What?
You're wearing a chinchilla beret, a silk scarf, and sunglasses indoors.
So?
So those things are signs.
What?
Look, you're talented. You do a great job with Old Ben.
Well, I know.
But you're taking credit for the gifts God's given you, and that's pride.
Huh. Maybe if I act all remorseful, Cammy will change her mind.
Liz, she's already spoken to Miss Waddle.
What?
And Miss Waddle agrees. I'm sorry. I thought it would be better coming from me than them.
They can't go on with the play. They have to use me. I'll show them.
Cammy wasn't looking forward to going to rehearsal. Miss Waddle joined her to break the bad news to everyone.
Listen up, everybody. We have an important announcement. Miss Waddle?
Well, as some of you have heard, Liz is no longer playing the part of Old Ben.
We know how hard you've all worked, and we want to thank you for that.
But the truth is, there's no way we can find someone to learn all those lines in such a short time.
The auditorium had grown quiet, except for the sound of the set construction backstage. Just then, Maury opened a door, and because things were so quiet, he thought he was alone.
That's for sure. Are you hungry? If you are, why don't you just kick off your boots and set a spell? Let's hitch them wagons up. We're burning daylight.
Maury!
What? I thought the place was empty.
We heard every word, Maury.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I gotta go.
Maury, we need you. Your school needs you.
Need me for what?
We need you on that wagon train.
But why? What's going on?
We've had to replace Liz.
Huh?
And you're the new Old Ben.
What? No, I can't. That would be my worst nightmare, like putting a fish on a trampoline. You can't. I can't.
But you know all the lines, right?
Well, sure. I was backstage building the scenery every day. I heard it 150 million times.
Then you are Old Ben.
Oh, why me? What did I do wrong?
Will you do it?
Oh, come on. Hi, everybody.
Oh, Liz. Hi.
Liz, what can we do for you?
Well, it's not what you can do for me, Miss Waddle. It's what I can do for you.
What do you mean?
I was listening backstage. If Maury takes my part, you'll need somebody to finish the scenery, won't you?
Why, yes, but...
You mean you'd do that for us, Liz? A big star like you would work backstage?
Oh, guys, I've been a real dope. I didn't mean to, but I let fame and that chinchilla beret get to my head. Look, Maury, let me work with your dad, and you become Old Ben.
You mean it?
Well, sure. If it's okay with Cammy and Miss Waddle.
I'm okay with it.
And I think it's a wonderful idea. And I'm so proud of you, Liz.
Maury, I'll even help you with your lines if you want.
Okay. And I'll show you what needs to be painted back here.
Okay.
Come on!
The school play was the best ever. Lucille played her song perfectly. Cammy was a great director. The scenery was splendid. And, well, Maury survived. After the final curtain, Miss Waddle called everyone together for a surprise announcement.
So
Attention, everyone, huddle around.
Okay.
I have good news. Several members of the town council were in the audience tonight. We've been invited to give more performances in the town square at the annual Tureen Day celebration. What is it, Maury?
No, I can't do it again. I can't. I did my best, Miss Waddle and Cammy, but I'm better at painting than acting. I don't think I could take another performance.
Oh, my goodness. He's fainted. Give him some air. And somebody get him some water.
Oh, dear. Oh, and the wagon train was ruined. I guess we won't be going to the Tureen Days Festival after all.
Oh, Miss Waddle, don't worry about it. We'll get the scenery rebuilt in plenty of time. And I can talk Maury into being old Ben again.
Freeze!
Me?
Your school needs you.
What?
That's right. Mm-hmm. You are now playing the part of old Ben.
Really? Well, an old cowpoke like me would be honored to lend a helping hand.
And you won't be needing the silk scarf or the chinchilla beret for that.
You got that right, Missy.
There's a verse in the Bible that says, "For all those who exalt themselves or lift themselves up will be humbled or brought down, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." Liz relearned a valuable lesson that pride is a lot like getting a sunburn. You don't see it happening until it's too late. But because he had some good friends around him who wanted to help, he was able to see his mistake. Maybe God has made you good at something. If so, keep practicing humility and let Him exalt you at the right time.
When you think that you are really, really something, when the talent that you have is all you need, then the horse that you're riding is called pride, and it's deciding that your ego is the only thing to feed. All right, you ready, Maury?
I guess so.
You can do this.
Nerds. It's much better to let others see your talent. It's such a wonderful thing that you can see. If you wait and shine your light on the darkness of the night, you can practice what they call humility.
If you're driving a wagon or just singing your song, you don't have to do it with a silk scarf or a chinchilla beret on. Just be faithful to the one who gives you the talent you have. Don't get puffed up or swell-headed. Just thank him for his blessings. And when the time is right, he'll give you the chance to shine.
Come and show his might.
If you're humble and just wait, you'll get your turn.
You'll get the time.
If you're humble and just wait, you'll get your.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Chris Fabry. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.